better by Birdseye.
Birdseye Frosted Foods.
Birdseye Frosted Foods present the Dinosaur Program with Wally Brown, Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra, the Joseph Lilly Singers, our special guest, that star of Warner Brothers' latest hit, Between Two Worlds, John Garfield, and... Dinah Shore.
You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child when you were only starting to go to kindergarten. I'll bet you drove the little girls wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, you must have shown the other kids how. I can see the judges' eyes as they handed you the prize. I'll bet you made the cutest bow. Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby. Oh, baby, look at you now.
And when it came to winning blue ribbons, I'll bet you showed the other kids how.
Yes, you must have been a beautiful baby.
Everybody, this is Dinah.
Pardon me, Dinah, but have you seen Wally Brown? I'll be right in a minute.
Well, he was here, Toby, but when he heard that John Garfield was coming over the night, he ran home to saw off an old shotgun.
Oh, now, wait a minute. That Garfield's not so tough.
Oh, listen, chum, I'm muscling in on this announcing racket. If you got any squawks, take it up with my mob.
John Garfield!
Hiya, Mal. What do you hear from Lefty?
Oh, Johnny, stop with that gangster lingo. Oh,
sorry, Dinah. I just came from Flat Top's funeral.
I couldn't make it. I just sent flowers. But how'd you get off, John? I thought you were working on a picture over at Warner Brothers.
Ah, those cops and robber pictures. What kind of roles do they throw me? The law always gets me in the end.
Poor Johnny. Don't you ever get to marry Ann Sheridan.
Never, Dinah. The law always gets me in the end. I knock over a bank and make a dash for the car. The cops are spraying lead after me. Brrr, they got me. I'm shot.
Oh, Johnny, where?
But the law always gets me in the end.
Hot seat, huh?
Ah, nuts, the pictures. The studio tells me, Garfield, if you want to get the women to go for you, you got to be tough. So for 6 years, I practiced talking through the side of my mouth like that. Mm-hmm. So I knock myself out, building up my muscles. So what happens?
So what happens?
So along comes a crooner. Talk out of the side of his mouth? No. Does he have muscles? No. What's he got? A bow tie and all the women. So I'm dead. I'm dead, so picture stink.
Say, have you thought about radio, John?
Oh, that bow tie is flapping all over radio, too.
Well, what are you going to do, retire?
Nah, I'm going to get into a new racket. I'm going to be a producer and bring something new into the world.
You mean a candidate who admits he wants to be president?
No, I mean television. Television is going to be a contribution, a combination of movies and radio.
See, I understand television is going to be absolutely different from the movies and the complete opposite of radio.
Nothing could be that good. Say, Dinah, you seem to know a lot about television. How would you like to produce television shows with me?
Well, it sounds very interesting, John. I
can't miss. With my programs, every housewife in America will have a television set.
Why?
Well, the little woman kisses her husband goodbye in the morning, runs to the kitchen, turns on the television set, turns on the dial, and boom, Errol Flynn is in the parlor.
Science is wonderful.
Only one thing bothers me, Dinah. Why hasn't some other genius thought of this before? What's holding television back?
I know what's holding television back.
Hello, Dinah. Here I am.
Well, Wally Brown. Hi.
Why, now we all know what's holding television back.
Why?
Wally, this is John Garfield.
Garfield? Hey, I read about your overseas trip to entertain the boys in Italy. That must have been exciting, huh?
Well, I was doing one show near the front, and the bombs began dropping all around us. I dived into one of the nearest foxholes, and what do you think? I landed right on top of a sign.
A sign?
Yeah, it read, Bob Hope fainted here, too.
Oh. Say, Wally, John's going to be a television producer, and he wants me to be his partner. What do you think?
Television? Don't believe in it. Oh. Well, I had one of the earliest television sets, and it all fell apart on me. I was lying on the couch watching the Dodgers slug the Giants.
Yeah, but what broke the set?
The umpire made a lousy decision, and I threw a pop bottle at him.
Wally, we're not going to broadcast baseball games. We're going to produce big, dramatic shows.
Well, sure, look, we got to get organized. Television's going to take a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Brown, how much lettuce have you got? This is going to take plenty of coconuts.
Well, how much cabbage do you need?
Say, can a tomato get a word in here?
Hey, I've got an idea. I know a fellow who's loaded with dough. And he'll let me have as much as I want.
In that case, partner, you're a partner.
Oh, goody, goody. Garfield, you and Dinah stick around. I'll be back in a flash with the cash.
Say, John, this puzzles me. I wonder who Wally's rich friends can be.
Hey, is this your friendly Octopus Loan Company?
Need some money behind on your rent, interest, all or more than 420%. What's your name, bub?
Wally Brown.
Last name first, please.
Brown Wally.
Now, your first name, Brown Wally.
Wally.
Wally Brown Wally?
No, just Wally Brown.
Oh, Wally Brown, Brown Wally. That's a cute name.
Yeah. So is this routine. I'm breaking it in for Abbott and Costello, I guess, huh?
Were you born?
That's where were you born.
Well, let's try it this way. Why were you born?
Look, I was born in Chicken a la Maryland.
Is that north of the Mason-Dixon line?
Nope.
Is it south of the Mason-Dixon line?
Nope.
Well, where were you born?
On the Greyhound line. My mother was traveling.
What were you like as a small boy?
Small? Say, look, do I get the money or you want me to go to the other competitor across the street?
You get money from him, that guy's tighter than a 38 slack on a 42 woman. Answer me this. Did you ever form a corporation?
Oh, I did once, but I reduced.
Do you have any birthmarks?
Yes.
Where?
Well, next question, please.
Are you troubled by the shakes, shiffer, sniffles, and snuffles, or creeps?
Wait a minute. Your advertising says no embarrassing questions asked.
Right. See that you don't ask any.
Hey, now, look, I came here for money, and I'm going to go out with money. I insist on seeing the boss himself.
Oh, all right, if that's the way you feel about it. Two flights up. Mr. Leach used to be a second-story man.
Oh, all the trouble I have getting these money payments, of all the money I...
Hello. Just a moment, young man. I want to finish spinning this web.
Oh.
There now, what can I do for you?
I want to borrow some money. What are your rates?
Well, on every $500, you pay $200 interest a year. Yeah. Now, the interest jumps each year, of course, and by 1964, you'll be paying 93 cents on each dollar.
Well, isn't that a little steep?
Yeah, so it is. Yeah. But you need money now.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it in 1964?
I'll write to President Roosevelt about it, that's what. Look, I want some money. I want some money because Dinah Shore, John Garfield, and I want to go into television.
Television? Never heard of it.
You never heard of television? Why, everybody's talking about it. It's something like radio. Only instead of shows just being heard, they'll also be seen.
Will they still smell?
They... Huh?
Now, how much do you want to borrow?
Well, I want $3 million.
Can you break that down?
Well, $1 million for overhead.
Can you break that down?
Well, say $750,000. I'll be right back. Well, $750,000 for a studio.
Can you break that down?
No, it's going to be made out of steel.
Now, what can you offer me as security?
Well, stop twisting my arm and I'll tell you.
I will just as soon as I get it off.
Oh.
That's the security.
Now, listen, Leach. Only last year I borrowed $3,000 on my face alone. When I paid the money, I got my face back.
Should have kept the money.
Never mind that. Do I get the $3 million?
Under one condition, that my brother-in-law, Raymond, stars in your first television production.
But we can't take a chance on an unknown. What does he look like?
Oh, he's a dreamboat.
Oh.
He's got legs like Fred Astaire, a nose like Robert Taylor, shoulders like Vic Mature.
Hmm.
There's only one thing he hasn't got.
Oh, what's that?
A tail like Lassie.
A tail... All right, okay. Okay, it's a deal.
You'll never be sorry. I'll send Raymond right over to the studio.
Oh, gee, that's swell. I'd better get Dinah on the phone and tell her the good news.
Hello?
Hello, Dinah? This is Where's Wally? We're all set. Tell Garfield I got the money.
Oh, that's wonderful, Wally. Did you have any trouble?
No, not a bit of it. I'll be right over. Goodbye.
Hey, John, good news. Wally just floated the loan.
Good. I can't wait until he gets here with that lettuce.
Can't wait until the lettuce gets here, huh? I know the feeling.
What feeling, Toby?
Well, I guess everybody with a victory garden has that old anxious feeling. They simply can't wait until the lettuce and all those other wonderful vegetables get ripe. Well, friends, for all of you who have that eager, anxious feeling, here's a tip. You'll find the answer right in the Bird's Eye Frosted Foods cabinet of your food store. For there you'll find a swell selection of vegetables, so garden fresh, so full of wonderful, delicious flavor, that you'd think you just picked them right out of your own garden. Now, that's because all Bird's Eye vegetables, and fruits too, are picked at the very peak of goodness. Then, immediately sorted, cleaned, and quick frozen, so their garden fresh flavor, their vitamin minerals, are captured for you. So stop in at your Bird's Eye store and see the variety of good foods you can buy. Now, if you don't happen to find the specific Bird's Eye food you want, well, take another. They're all good. But to avoid possible disappointment, get the package marked Bird's Eye. For the better buy always, better buy Bird's Eye.
I'll get by as long as I
wonderful. You know the first thing I'm going to do when I'm a big television producer?
What, Johnny?
I'm going to buy up your contract so you can't sing for anybody else but me.
Well, you old smoothie.
Money, 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 money. Oh, boy, we're rich.
Wally, I don't know how you did it. Are you sure you got the money?
Oh, sure, I'm sure. Boy, we'll all be sensational on television. Just imagine.
Brown, Garfield, and Shore, Incorporated.
Yeah, Shore, Garfield, and Brown, Incorporated.
Yeah, Garfield, Shore, Brown, and Pinkus.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Where'd that Pinkus come from?
That's my uncle from Brooklyn. He hasn't worked in years.
Oh, sure, man. You know, the first thing I'm going to do is build a house. And you know what I'm going to build in the back of the house?
What?
A tremendous marble bathtub, like a Roman plunge. And every night I'll take a hot bath. It's a good way to make you sleep.
It's also a good way to get clean.
Well, that's a chance you take. I'm going to have 5 automobiles. 1 sedan, 1 coupe, 1 convertible, 1 station wagon, and 1 Sunset Boulevard bus.
What's the Sunset Boulevard bus for?
Just to thumb my nose at.
You know what I'm going to have? 1 whole room full of chewing gum.
What for?
Every time that girl on the radio says, "Give me a package of Beeman's Peps and chewing gum, please," I'm going to let her have it.
Oh. You know what? There's going to be an elevator in my house. I've always wanted to run an elevator. Can't you just hear me? Step back in the car, please. Kindly face the doors. Going up. First floor. Library, sun porch, game room, second floor, master bedroom, guest room, and the room you're looking for. The bar.
Say, boys, I hate to spoil the party, but we've spent half the money already. By the way, Wally, where is it?
Oh, what do you keep worrying about, Dinah? We're all set as soon as Raymond gets here.
Wait a minute. Hold everything, Wally. Who is this Raymond?
Didn't I tell you about Raymond? He's our star.
Our star?
Yeah, now, don't get excited. Raymond's a natural for television. He's got legs like Fred Astaire's, a nose like Robert Taylor, shoulders like Vic Mature. Why, you know what? He's even got a tail like Lassie.
I suppose he's got a perfect speaking voice like Herbert Marshall.
No, I think it's more like Boyer.
Now, make up your mind. What does he sound like?
Hello, everybody. I'm Wayman Radcliffe.
Not casting this year, Radcliffe.
Yeah, don't call us. We'll call you.
Well, so long.
Hey, now, wait a minute, Raymond. Look, Garfield. Look, Dinah. We got to give this guy a chance. We don't get a dime unless we make him a television star.
Okay, but this is getting dull the hard way. I got a script here.
Well, let's try it.
Okay. I'm Nails Garfield, and you're Canarsie Dinah. Ready?
Ready.
While I was up the river, I got a through the grapevine that you've been sharing a herring with another boy.
Well, what did you think I was going to do? Crochet bobby socks the rest of my life? Knit 1, pale 2. Knit 1, pale 2. I tell you, Nails, I was getting knitter's knuckles.
Shut up. What do you think I was getting sitting on them rocks? Knit 1, pale 2. No dame pulls the wool over Nails Garfield's eyes, see? Look at that sweaty you're knitting for your new boyfriend.
But, Nails...
Shut up. Look at that turtle neck. Only a turtle could wear it. Look at them shoulders. Look at them sleeves. 3 of them.
Stop, Nails. You're speaking of the Jake I love. Nails, what are you doing? Lay that pistol down.
Nah, that's what you think. How come you only got 1 ear?
It's all I ever had. Anybody want to buy 1 earring?
Now, look here. Cut the guff, Canarsie. Who's this good-for-nothing you're knitting for? Start singing. Come on.
It's cost me a lot. But there's 1 thing that I've got. It's my man.
Shut up. Who do you think you are, Dinah Shore?
You wouldn't talk like that if Wayman was here. He's big and strong and he's beautiful. And his love is as clean as a bar of swan soap.
Yeah, and I'll bust him in 2.
Which half of me are you going to put in the bathroom? Oh, my beloved. Is this what bothering you?
1 move and you're a dead pigeon, pigeon.
Ah, shut up. Raymond and me is getting hit.
You try it and I'll break your arm. I'll break your leg. I'll break your neck.
Oh, you believe in giving away the old breaks, don't you?
Boy, that's telling him, Wayman. Now what are you going to do, Nail?
I'm going to plug Wayman right in the cat. Whoa, Wayman! Got me doing it. Now, Dinah, this guy is impossible. Wally, get rid of him, will you?
Now, wait a minute, Garfield. You know, we just got to use him. He's the money man's brother-in-law. Look, maybe he's got some other talents for television.
That's why I'm a crooner.
Well, go on, Raymond, sing.
Oh, I will. When your heart goes bumpity bump, it's wub, wub, wub. When your throat comes up with a wump, it's wub, wub, wub. Mr. Garfield, how do you like my interpretation of wub, wub, wub?
It's wowsy, wowsy, wowsy.
Now, wait, I thought it was great. I mean, great, great, great.
Not me, I'm foo, foo, foo.
I guess I better sing, sing, sing.
In all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the chill. Chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is through, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be
Dinah, now that you're going to produce television shows, I wonder if you'd audition a one-act play I have here.
Sure, Toby. Let's go. Presenting the Frigid Midget Theater.
Tonight, dear friends, we tell you the story of Little Red Riding Hood. Once upon a time, there was a little girl named Red Riding Hood who lived with her mother. And one day her mother said,
Little Red Riding Hood, I want you to take this package of bird's eye oven baked beans to your grandmother.
So the next morning, Red Riding Hood set out for her grandmother's house with the bird's eye baked beans. But on her way, she met a wolf, and the wolf said, Naturally, when Red Riding Hood heard that, she ran as fast as a turtle. Dropping a map of the countryside with a big arrow pointing to her grandmother's house. The wolf picked up the map, grabbed himself a taxi, and hurried to grandmother's house. And when the wolf arrived, he found grandmother trying to get some sleep after working the night shift at Lockheed. So he pulled her out of bed, stuck her in a trunk with a copy of Undercover, and jumped into grandmother's bed himself. Finally, Red Riding Hood arrived with the bird's eye baked beans, and when she saw the wolf, she said,
Yikes, Grandma, what big eyes you have.
The better to see your bird's eye baked beans, my dear.
Yikes, Grandma, what a big mouth you have.
The better to eat those beans, my dear.
So Red Riding Hood opened the package of tender, delicious, New England-style bird's eye baked beans and heated them up. And when the wolf got a whiff, he said,
Delicious.
And Red Riding Hood said,
That's because Bird's Eye slow bakes these beans with succulent pork and rich molasses. Bakes them in real brick ovens for 12 hours until they simmer with oven-fresh goodness.
And the wolf said...
Yeah?
And Red Riding Hood said...
Then the moment they're just perfectly baked, they're quick frozen so that all their wonderful old-fashioned flavor is sealed in until you're ready to eat them. Can't you just taste it? Aren't these bird's-eye baked beans good?
And the wolf said...
Yeah.
The wolf really enjoyed those delicious, savory bird's-eye baked beans so much that he jumped out of bed and threw his arms around Red Riding Hood.
Why, Grandma... You wolf!
And he kissed her and kissed her and kissed her. Well, when Red Riding Hood finally arrived home and told her mother what went on with her and the wolf, her mother said excitedly,
Wow, well, that's the kind of stuff you run into. The next time I'll bring those bird's eye beans to Grandma myself.
Now the noise of the riveter, I don't mind. Cause the man with the whiskers has a lot behind it. But I can't keep punching with that victory crew. When you're making me punchy with that bottle's move. Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Can't you that jive on my milk diet? So, milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Been jumping on the swing shift all night, turning out my quarter. All right, now I'm deep right down to the start, and I've got to dig myself some knots. So, milkman, keep those bottles quiet.
Been knocking out a fat tank
all day.
Working on a bomber.
Okay.
Boy, you blast my wings with those clinks.
And I've got to get my butter wings. So, milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Now the noise of the riveter, I don't mind it, cause the man with the whiskers has a lot behind it. But I can't keep punching with that victory crew when you're making me punchy with that bottled move. I wanna give my all if I'm gonna give it, but I gotta get my shut eye if I'm gonna rip it. So bail out, bud, with that milk barrage, cause it's unpatriotic, it's a sabotage. Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Milkman, keep those bottles quiet. Milkman, keep those bottles quiet.
This song is a fine tribute to all the girls working in war plants. They're doing a swell job, and so are all their sisters in uniform. I saw plenty of servicewomen overseas, and believe me, we can be mighty proud of them.
You bet we can, John. And the Army needs lots more like them. And all women are eligible to join the WAC. If they're American citizens, married, or single between 20 and 49 years of age, the WAC offers an unlimited number of different job classifications, both here and overseas, as radio operators, ambulance drivers, stenographers, accountants, and if you're qualified to fit into any of these jobs, real opportunities lie ahead for you besides the satisfaction you'll have in knowing that you did your part. Why don't you write or phone your nearest Army recruiting station tomorrow, hmm? Well, John, I guess that about winds up our little party for tonight. Thank you ever so much for coming over.
Well, thanks for having me, Dinah. Good night.
Good night, John. Good night, folks. Pat O'Brien is coming over next week, and we hope you'll all be on the antenna. Let's make it a day, huh? Good night.
And now it's goodbye from Bird's Eye until next week. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.